SBS Unclipped with Grace Brown.
Monday, October 6th.
It has been a busy week since the World Championships in Rwanda, with multiple one-day races in Italy and, of course, the European Championships in France. The time trials played out like deja vu. Marlon Rooser and Remco Evenepoel dominated once again. In the road races, Demi Vollering finally found her good legs and some late-season redemption, breaking away with 37 kilometres to go, while Tadej Pogacar rode everyone off his wheel again in a 75-kilometre solo to the finish line. Remco settled for a sour-tasting second place again, while young Frenchman Paul Sexus rounded out the podium with a smile. Maybe it's the lack of Aussie presence at the Euros, but I found it hard to get excited about this week of racing. After the intensity of Worlds, everything that follows feels like a slow exhale, a stretch of racing that fizzles out rather than finishing with a bang. October races always feel like afterthoughts, teams chasing the last UCI points rather than real glory. Even Il Lombardia, a monument, seems lackluster and forgettable. I've said it before, but the UCI calendar is a mess. There's no rhythm or clear storyline, just random highs and forgettable in-betweens. It's like a novel that reaches its perfect ending, then keeps going with too many footnotes. Or when you've had an incredible meal, then order dessert, only to realise it can't possibly live up to what came before. Even as a writer, I used to feel that drop-off. You give everything for the Worlds, hold your form for that final big goal, and once it's done, the motivation evaporates. The body's still capable, but emotionally you're spent, just going through the motions until the season finally ends. If I could rewrite the year, I'd start as it does now with the warm climate tours in Australia, the Middle East and Spain, including La Vuelta. Then, instead of diving straight into the one-day classics, the tours would continue, finishing with the Tour de France at the end of summer. Autumn would become classic season, with all the monuments building towards the World Championships as the big finale, the true full stop of the year. Then everyone could let their hair down at the end of season party and head off for a well-earned break. But alas, I can only dream. The calendar will stay jumbled and will keep fading out in October. This is my final unclipped episode for the year. I hope you've enjoyed listening each Monday, and I'll hopefully be back in your ears next season. In the meantime, keep tuning in to the SBS podcast on Wednesdays for your weekly fix.